Tonight, first Corinthians chapter 10. Now we continue our studies in that book. Tonight I will try to make the tree and the English for our studies as we go on. The name of Mariabe, we have for Corinthians 4 book, Baby Kaino, chapter 10. Then Yatua, Yajisia, book, Last week, we continued to support the application of the disobedience of the Israelites of old and how they were punished for their disobedience. The Lord inflicted punishment on them and He applied it as a warning against backsliding. Apostle Paul said, they're not offer Israel for. As for them, we are running down strenuous on Omoko from his land. No, as for them, we are simple poetry or more so. I know they are in fact of their my Christopher Ned said, Yen Shasun, I am so young, I am so then young for 1 year, not to watch him a feet in the moon. And last week, as we ended verse 2, we tried to end verse 12, but because of the light out and the time, we couldn't. Have enough time for the application, so I'll add verse 12 to I think verse 13 to 14, and they also have a group of lessons to teach us. So we'll begin again with verse 12 this evening, and our subject is duty of watching against temptation. Last week, you know, na yegusuaka verse 12 na kiyiri ne mumuno. A friend is saying, yeah, light off. Now, I think the time was so I'm So, as Christians, we have a duty to watch against temptations. And that is the warning which continues with this part of our study. So, I'll begin with verse 12. Verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh his stand to take heed, lest he fall. And we are told this what I was supposed tells us. So they said, and into the work and yes, you know, near we do not know and why they want to ask. I'm said, we are in some way before we did to someone very break out, we do not know anyone she asked. A Babu must have also did. Now, I asked some of us for a kind, if you said, why can't our book be great? Not or share. Said the Christian phone now in someone to us and yesterday. So Apostle Paul wherefore let him that think as he standeth, take it less before. He has said many things about the disobedience and the punishment that came to the believers, the Israelites of old, and how he's warning Christians to also be mindful of these temptations and which may cause us to backslide in our walk with the Lord. So, this is the verse find out whatever you have said. Because of these things I have said, then you have to do these things. And wherefore, let him that thinketh he started taking less before. Here he's trying to say that anyone who overestimates his strength, because no Christian can claim that he ever stands firm by himself. So this is just like a warning to those who think they are very strong. In Corinth, if you can remember, there were others who were acting as if, well, they have knowledge about things. And so they were even abusing their liberty, which they were ignorant of. So it says, did that overestimate his strength, as if he cannot be tempted to sin, must rather be watchful so that he doesn't fall. The Apostle Paul came behind and said, Nietzsche said, well, one way of saying, what was our dilemma? Would you not say, when you enter me and so on, we share more, So now make us a current. But how about when I want to say, "Jadi phone if you are not, so if you move, you almost say, "Omuni mi ami asem," and also omu amodeni or Christu amodeni. If you want to cry, then anxious, but for support, or go omu kapose, omu share ye, na omu anxious. Well, and this is a warning to all, not only to them. Christians must be watchful so that they do not fall into temptation. The truth is that true believers can never fall from grace. I know some people, they say, well, look at that. Yes, Christians can fall from grace. But the fall here is about falling from grace. We know other portion of scripture that when the Lord saves anyone, he continues to keep that person to the end. So that it's not about falling from grace, that this person who were once saved by the Lord is left to be apostatized so that he never get to heaven. But it's about falling into sin. So believers will never fall from grace, but they may fall into sin, and which will bring so much discomfort into the Christian life. The Eucharist is a Christopher, and when you say Abdoma Christo, there are so many discomforts when a Christian falls into sin. It brings so much unhappiness in the Christian life, gloominess, coldness. It really affects, the entire life, except that person is a Christian, so that when he or she sins, well, he moves on and nothing happens to him or her. But to the Christian, there's so much discomfort, so that you watch not to fall into sin. And reasons why we must watch against temptation. I want to give some reasons why we must watch against temptation. Because I mean, gently also, the first thing is that every Christian, every child of God, has his besetting sins. We all have our besetting sins. Sins that easily tempt us. Sins that if we don't take care, we easily fall in. We go into the Old Testament, we can look at Abraham himself. You know, Abraham, a man of faith, he fell into dishonesty when he was in a difficult situation. I'm sure we can remember Abraham had to lie about his wife, that Sarah was his sister, Genesis chapter 20, verse 2. And so he was pressured that he has to lie about Sarah, his wife. Old Testament, Abraham, we think of Moses. I'm sure we know how Moses were able to withstand these provocations from the people of Israel many times. But at a point, he fell into impatience. And you know, that impatience caused him that God did not permit him to enter the promised land. See, it wasn't that God cut him off, but it took away such an opportunity for him to go to the promised land, to visit himself physically. God made him to have a view have a view of the promised land, but then he couldn't get to the promised land himself. And so, He loves that kind of joy and that kind of desire that was in his heart. Remember his prayer, "Oh Lord, let me go and see this promised land." And God said, "No, it's not. It's because of sin." You see, so sin has to bring so much discomfort to the believer's life. Remember King David, also a man after God's own heart, fell into adultery, and also killing Uriah. And because at that point he was not watching, you see, he was relaxing from going to war, and then he was tempted to sin. So if you David in Swa, or no so nyan social boy money, a brand also for con to ban, oh no, or the general, I will if he na more tall Jamai Bomu and of some school king, Uriah, your ban on the criminal. Ayana Osako Kosuka, and so now if you say, or you know, why, yeah, actually, I was social more Sam Reno, in any action called social. So the same way, we can also be tempted. Let's also look at courageous Peter. Peter, when out of fear he was tempted, he denied that he ever knew the Lord. I'm sure you remember that young girl, when the Lord was arrested, he told him, "You, I know you are part of the same." So I said, "I don't know." Christ, at the point, he has to swear an oath. See? But we know Peter was a man very strong among the disciples. See? Peter, the Lord did not cast away Peter. But Peter, you know, his bitterness, I mean, the sorrow that he has to suffer in that period where he denied the Savior, just for provocation from a young girl. And Peter thought he was wrong. You remember, even when, before the incident, the Lord told him, Satan wanted to sift you. Satan wanted to tempt you and bring you down. And Peter himself didn't believe it. But when he came, it was true that the Lord knew he was going to be sentenced. So Peter thought he was strong and courageous, but he fell into sin. Peter, as you for in your name, Jesus Christ, you for no. If you are now, you will be asking the book you drew and pro catch Jesus Christ said, baby, I don't be a medi witch. If you book up, no, you will be. And so, I buy you a paper now, and my Peter, I am sure. Also, one can't assume for no, me, you can't. So, there are 3 times that you now. Against. We also remember even Adam himself in that innocent state, place where he has all it takes to defend himself against temptation, fell, and that's the fall of man. Adam, no, what the So nobody is above temptation. Nobody. So the apostles were there. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take a lesson. For that's what he applies. No one is bigger than temptations. Each one of us, if we are not watching, we may fall. So we find that there are so many imperfections, even in mature believers. So we cry so Christian near white Christian near che way did in the channel. And from Bibria. And from what? Sorry. And for more, say, So it tells us we should never have placed confidence in ourselves. We should never ever say, "Oh, okay, we are okay. We don't. We can do anything we want, and as long as we are not sinning, no, we must not also put any trust in any desires we have." Or any virtues or experience in ourselves. See? My own fire home talk, maybe I've been papa be away, dream one answer.
my papa be a lady, and I say, younger say, you see, I'm not a bravo, say, Christopher Watcher, a miracle, oh, someone in Alabama, the district name, so the cost that be. Yes, sir, and that's the only actually, by and by, we fall into sin. But the less we are watchful, the less we become watchful, the more we are prone to sin. And brah, young actually, yeah, if you say, well, yeah, I settled. I'll be here for you, and on a social to you. So, how do we watch against temptation? If it's then I share, you deny it to me, I share a man social. My house has a few things to tell us. We watch by discernment. So, the Christian mind must always act like an investigating officer, ever examining everything. Always. So, Christian, in that no, I said, it will be our CID. Oh, sir, CID, if you are a we have to examine ourselves to see if we are not being weak or being prone to ideas that are leading us to sin. So we examine the idea that comes to our mind. Even if it's good, we should pause. Is it really good? Will it be good for my life? And will it promote the honor of Christ? And desire rises in my heart. Oh, okay, I can do this and that. Pause. Will it really honor Christ? Will it really do good to my Christian life? Well, I want to say some things, pause and process. What am I going to say? Will it really honor dear Savior, or just because out of fear, out of mere, or I just want to say, you see? Again, and we think of decisions. I have to decide about this and that and that. Will the end of my decision honor the Lord? Won't the end of my decision lead me to actions that will dishonor the Lord, you see? Because the more we make that decision and we proceed, and if it's not right, it's dishonor the Lord. So before we even proceed, we ask, what the choice I've made, what is the consequence of it? The Christian don't just say, well, I've made a choice. I've decided. No, it's a foolish life. It's the life of the worldly. They decide for themselves and live for themselves. No, as Apostle Paul told us in the previous chapters, we don't live for ourselves. See, we live for the Lord if we are believers in Christ. Oh, why not a baby about me? So, me, if you come when I found the dear fat, I saw you, my one, I'll be moving. I do, yeah, that's so right in the other. See, and in some dear about me, so soaker. And also, Sonny, so in some way, we come. I have Christiania, and I have Christian, and I have my brother. You could do BMB or Sabia, who make a decision, we have fapping me. Now, we say, and I said, who said, yeah, copy me, baby, no, but my, I'll show you, ma. And I said, but my, young Casabra, how are you? And I said, hey, I did a best right here, near. Or see, we don't look at advantages. If we look, we do that, then we dishonor the Lord, you see. So in everything we ask, will this honor the Lord, you see? This is discernment, this is spiritual discernment, and applying scripture. The charismatic, you know, they don't talk about discernment, they are talking about you know about others and their life, no. They don't even think of themselves. No, this is spiritual discernment. I'm a Christian. What are my choices? The things I want to do. Does it please the Lord? How do the Bible, read, scripture speaks about it? And then I examine them.
And then by and by the Lord will grant light to all those things. So there must be a constant examination of these things. And also, there should be a constant examination of the very things which we are already doing. And the assurance who I mean, and no more yeah that I'm going to say it will be a dinner and so that's only to you. I didn't because I mean the show right in here now. Maybe I'm not with the shaft in there, but do be enough a chemical to be a and what if you have body. I have to pause. So you see, the Christian don't live his life, he's forever examining himself. About the work I do, about my free time and how I enjoy it, about my association, those that I will engage and have that kind of close relationship with, do they rob us of any spiritual duty or good? So long as it blocks me from any of them, it's a red line. You see, I shouldn't say, well, I'll do it today and tomorrow. No, it's a red line. If I continue to do it, it's a disobedience. And we know that Apostle Paul has reminded us all those things that happened to the people of Israel. What happens to the punishment the Lord brought them? And again, Christians, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross of Calvary, he took our punishment. But God correct us. So that our punishment will not take us to eternal hell, but he can inflict many, many troubles on our lives if we are God's children. And they are unpleasant. So that if we want to avoid them, then we ought to align ourselves to his will. Yankupon, so Giobia, oh Christo Mua, the Ukrainian Bonia, Sutrin, Dahomad, Wayanford, Da, I think we'll never open something. We if you. Then so, sir, we are Bonia, Obechuas, Abra, Bon, we did, or if you, Obechuas. God is by a phone, and Yankupon on society, on Yankupon, what he did to them, if you are a true believer and you are disobedient, he will do it to you. See, God has never changed. So, we must always be crying that, Lord, help me. To be able to submit ourselves to you. See, also the beer is too friendly, they rather go away. That means if my brother boy show us, say, Mommy, you be beer and tea open. We said, you be beer open. I should create that home. Okay, so we watch also by constantly examining our love to Christ. See, baby, I sound so air free and say, Emra bring yano. And that I am home, yes, so I'm sure you say, yeah, every woman, Christo, no, it's a sign, I you know, in Revelation, the Lord just right through John said they were a church which their love, they have left their first love. They become cold. So they did not stop being Christians. They were still Christians. They were in the church, but they become cold. You see, indifference has fallen on them. A kind of Revelation. I'm sorry about that. Now it's Christo through John or Kase. Oma beye yunu. I want to home. So we have to watch, because when we become cold toward in our love to Christ, it has consequences. Because at that point, what we can know is that if we are cold our love to Christ, matters of this life becomes important to us. That's how to check it. The longer the things of this life become so much important to me that I neglect what I have to do as a Christian, I am not so much moved by the things of Christ, it shows that my love to him has gone down. My love to Christ has gone down. And in this case, we dishonor him and we become unworthy of him. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. And now, look at what he says in Matthew 10:37, even about that close relation. He says that he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You see? What is the old dog of Pano Mamiana or Bame or Makrasi or Noah? You see? So that doesn't mean that we shouldn't love our parents and our children. That means that our love for everyone shouldn't come above it. See?
If we put other people ahead of him, we are not worthy of him. It doesn't matter who the person is, you see. Our own self and others. Not our own self, you see. That's why they accept a man deny himself, we cannot follow him. The same way it applies to me. So this thing we should be examining ourselves every day. Am I becoming cold to the Lord Jesus Christ? We often neglect our duties as Christians when this world obsesses us, you see. Either in family things or work, or even sometimes trying to do good to others, we disobey Christ. And it's dangerous. Some people do that. It's very dangerous. If my doing good to others will lead me to disobey my Lord, I shouldn't do it. You see? Obedience first. Obedience first. Until we are obedient, remember Saul, King Saul, he was disobedient and yet he wanted sacrifice. You see, he wanted to offer bulls and goat and sheep and whatever on his altar. The Lord said, no, to obey is better than sacrifice. Paul, King Saul, Old Testament, you know. Someone told him, stubbornness is a lesson of witchcraft. So God, He's ever watching us. The Lord is watching us. And the Lord is seated in the heaven above. And I'm sure each one of us who are believers, We are always happy that we can have that access to the throne of grace. And yet, by who? It's through Christ. And here, if we dishonor Him, how can we come to the throne of grace freely? How can we pray effectively? How can we have access to the Lord, to God, when we are in trouble? You see? So we should be examining our love to Him. The one who is seated there, who is interceding for us. If we dishonor Him, how can we come to the Father? You see? We deceive ourselves if we are like that and we think we can pray freely. So we have to be watchful for in our love to Christ. It's very important because what makes us Christians is the love of Christ, you see, which He manifested to us in the forgiving of our sins, and also which He has moved our heart after Him. And if this has diminished, our relationship has gone down. We must always make sure He has a preeminence in our lives. You see, in Colossians 1:18, in all our planning, we are told, in all things He might have the preeminence. So I cannot say that, well, He's the one who's preeminent in my life and then I'm disobeying Him, no. It's contradictory, you know. Again, we watch by constantly adhering to the means of grace. Say Apostle Paul said, "Dear, okay, Onja, or dear, don't fear now. I'm here, you know. The means of grace." And while it begins our regular attendance to public worship, said if you can't say if you are sorry about the shame, why you can't be about the fast one, no, say about a sumo, and you be a very comfortable near, but say about the Lord's Supper, private reading of scriptures, meditation, and prayer. Say you be about ready the day, yes, you be comfortable, you used to four. Nasam say be kind. If they have so bit in Nasam, sorry, she won. And I'm missing a genuine Nasam, Daniel Genia, and I'm Pi Bob. Said that in the airport, if we see your bomb pie. The way I knew my poor Jesus, who are my sister, a quarter year, but my again, soon Suma Brabo, and that's a Christa Brabono, and why they pa. So when we are engaging this regularly, it strengthens our spiritual life. And all these are means to keep us watchful. So that we should always examine ourselves. Are we constantly engaging ourselves in these things? Are we very fervent in them? Or are we cold to all these things? If we are cold to any of them, it's a red sign that we are not watchful.
things, we have been tempted to live these things, and then it will be very trouble. We are in danger. So the means of grace are like vitamins. No, what are vitamins? They assist the body growth. And also, sometimes you go to the doctor, they tell you you are lacking vitamin E, A, whatever. Okay, then they give you a supplement. For the spiritual life, the means of grace. The more I lose my concentration on this, I lose spiritual vitamins. I can't. And you might have put this on my head. I don't want to use that. I want to say, I saw him by any. My body, Bible kind, any sermon that preaching say baby tear, now it's also that won't pay any time your man said, yeah, this one that's the young kick and home one. I said, my obia, and Nipadiano, and draws all no media, and Mount Yamu, and then Wajano, and then a better to be sick. And spiritually, you also get four sick, and then there's a consequence, you see. Because any disregard to this as a great hindrance to our spiritual growth. Anyway, Apostle Paul's exhortation here in verse 12 is just a reminder of what the Lord Himself has commanded us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. He said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Yes, Christ will know. So, Apostle Paul, some way can, in some way, or kaka, in some way, Christ will can. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, say, Yes, Christ will say, "Mushena mumpo mpaye, na man san man ko instruction." I'll say a crown, a pen, and so on. So you see, he's just telling us what the Lord has commanded us. You know, we ought to watch. And again, the Lord during prayer is very important. We watch, we discern, we are ever looking out and being constantly examining ourselves, and then we pray. See, the troubles we find, oh dear, how far we have gone into temptation, how we have become what we bring before the Lord. And again, we ask for grace to strengthen ourselves against this temptation, which may be getting closer to our lives. Psalm 50, verse 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also made a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. For support to us, not say, and so should be in home one, at 2-1. A sustain their tunipa. Now, the Yahoo Pong or the prophet said, "Oh, my dear, I bet some of the best soon, my moon to me and so on, and to me in another. Then, when I'm social now, so remember, find me to me and then that's so nasty to me a few minutes." So, what he's saying is, he's telling us here, the continuation of what he has said. And he's telling us, "There has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man." The social being who are to more. And here Apostle Paul is reminding Corinthian believers that their temptations are not extraordinary. Apostle Paul Corinthian believe a jelly for no ideas to say, and so should be our trauma and no one so be our and no one so be our. There are those that attend all sorts of men, even believers and unbelievers in this world. All fall into the same temptation in this world. And in social area, for unbelievers, they don't even seem as a temptation. Sometimes they are very happy to fall in because they enjoy the sin. But for believers, it becomes temptation to us because it leads us to sin. But then, this is true. Well, the temptation is common to man. That also. In social, because we live in a world of sin. So the social event, if you say we are saved, so that we must always remember, if we are believers, that temptations are always around us. The Jedi for Amian Kai said, in social, I bet you are not born in the world. Your mind gets involved, it's over. The things we see, the things we hear, they are always in this world. The things, these things which are not from scriptural principles, they can lead us to sin. The things we see, the things we watch, the things we hear, they can tempt us to sin. And again, this world is also the hunting ground for Satan. If we see a VR or Bunsam, I said, if you mean, I can't be called her, we are a hunter, or a share, Nipasa, Obev, Jombeba, Bonim. So it's a hunting ground for Satan, and that is why believers are exhorted to be watchful in 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Send your bonsam, or if you ask, and it says that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary with the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. If we say, we thankful or bonsam, no, as I said, he will devour by tempting us to sin. He will devour by sending doubtful, fearful thoughts into our minds, by sending proudful, boastful ideas into our minds. But any one of them we get ourselves into, we are sinning. By sending lust into our heart, covetous ideas, greed, and all sorts of envy, and he suggests to your mind. And kind of on the attitude of unforgiveness and all sort of unkindness to the heart. And when you are tempted by this, it gets you. Obunsam, owo nyoma de brodi odi so ehwe. Tumi de adwen adwen anya papa to adwen akono boni amaso otain akuma aprimo anfa boni nche. Ano wo to akume ana se kuma nche na ne buofu. The two women, is also the human penal soul. So Satan is ever operating. The world is a hunting ground for him, and it's moving about. You see how lions, when you watch this animal documentary, we are told that these lions and these prey animals, they have their hunting area, and mostly others don't come to that sphere. They have in the forest where they move around to hunt. And other animals of prey don't come to that place. Immediately they come, there will be fight. So, fervent in the vow, you may be cold and careless, he's ever alive and fervent, you see. So he's not waiting for us. You see, our lion, we don't care if the animal is sick or small, they'll chase it, eat it up. That's how Satan is. And finally, say why I'm ready, say why I'm discouraged, say why I'm fearful, So sometimes Satan is like a coward. But when you are watching, they wouldn't come. It comes to you when you are discouraged. It comes to you when life troubles is trying to cause you kind of your mind not being stable. Then he suggests something to you. So it's a coward. He doesn't come to us when we are alive and very kicking, you see. Again, this world is also where evil devices of unbelievers operate, ever promoting the ungodly culture of this world. You see, this world, the area say, oh, man, at the boy, oh, my, and Jennifer, no, my, dream, morning, so I say, the first one. We are seeing what Bravo and Sura did. I know I'm also. I want to actually tell you so about the baby and how needful it is for believers to be watchful if indeed we want to enjoy the Christian life. So they hear and they say, Christopher, but yeah, I hear you say, if you saw Bravo, no, see, need you more. You see, Satan, sinful man. And always I speak about the movies that are being promoted. All sorts of foolish things is there, you see. I always say, when I was young, though in the village, I think it was everywhere. People who have to go to video house or concert house to watch movies and concerts. But these days, no, on your phone, television, or the internet, you can watch these movies that people who were known as bad people were watch. You can watch it in your house. You see, but sin has never changed in the eyes of God. I'm sure there are movies near, video house, any concert house. Now, Obia, you know, Obia, of course, after this, you know, Obia, no,
oye Christo ni papa o dun homa san yoma but in the we phone so we tell you so internet san yoma no na obi pa e fun so onye Christo ni na obi ahwe you see in abaga ye ye kwaye if so born is so right here him what is sin is still sin. It doesn't matter where you enjoy it. It doesn't matter where you are watching it. Whether it is being given to us in the private or in the public, it's sin. People may not say, people may know what we are watching, nobody sees us, but in the eyes of God, it's sin. You see? So we should be watchful. And the world is always devising means to privatize sin. That also. We are saying, a fine, but then a bad morals near Nipas Junior. The Amber said, oh, my boy, no, actually, you never true new ones. So, the answer is happening again. Lotteries and this betting, football watching is, I mean, it's entertainment, which was nothing. But nowadays, I mean, I think these local matches are now being added to this betting. So, you see many young people chasing after football. It's not that they just want to enjoy, but they just want to, I mean, have and bet, I mean, about this. So, we should be watchful. You see, we should be watchful. And in our relations and everything, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, the Lord tells us, a man's foes shall be they of his own house. Even in our, those around us, they can be enemies to us. Not that, you know, the charismatic, they think of enemies as those who are working against their progress and this and no. Enemies of spiritual life, enemies of holiness. It can be our own family members. See, our husband or wife, or our children, if we are not careful, they can be enemies to our walk in holiness. Because they may suggest something, if we are not examining them, they lead us to sin. You see, so we should be watchful. I say, yeah, for you, I fire. But he moves, so my time is gone, but I'll quickly, I don't know, I cannot finish by myself. Maybe I have to join this to next week. Our time is gone. But I'll try to do part of this verse. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. So, although temptations are around us, but for us who are believers, we should count on the faithfulness or the fatherly care of the Lord. That the Lord has his care over us, and we should also know that he will not allow us to be tempted above our strength. That's what the verse is telling us. That yes, we are warned about temptation, but the Lord will not allow us to be tempted above that which we cannot overcome. That's why I said that it's an ordinary temptation. It's not extraordinary. It's that which is common to man, and with the help of the Lord, we'll be able to overcome it if we are only apply ourselves to the instructions given. All the ills that attend our lives are under his control. Nothing is out of hand, you see. They are temptation, but then the Lord is with us. He has given us what it takes to overcome them. With the temptation also make a way to escape, that he may be able to bear it. So that if we are obedient to the Lord's instruction to watch and pray, then we will not fall into the sin by any temptation. You see? So if we are watching, say, the radiation shaman yanoa. And the question is social away from ya when some actually we have to deal with and I young castles you have come in one year comes there but I say yeah she need the rather she shall not be a mind there yeah she near mom by no when you be into me yes the social be a baba you see me to me episode my time upon you so I will just add a verse 14 so that I can be done. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. So here, he has told the Corinthians, temptations are common. You know, the Corinthian believers were saved from idolatry. And so the idolatrous feasts and practices by their neighbors were temptation to them. They were still living around these people from whom they had been saved from. And these people were continuing this act, and it was a temptation to them. And remember, some of them thought, well, since eating the things offered to idols in worship and nothing, they can even go to their feast after they have finished their rituals and eat and nothing happens. But they were throwing themselves to temptation, you see. They were according to Jerry for even a geography, future geography I was on soon. And so the only thing I'm that's what here. Among neighbors, among a small bosom.
But the same thing applies to us, that also every believer ought to be abstaining from sin. In the First Thessalonians verse 5, verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Not the sin itself, but everything that can lead us to sin. Christopher, about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, So we are, it applies, So it applies to our lives, in our relations, in our work, in our entertainment, and everything. We should be watchful. We should always avoid the things that will lead us to. So it's a flee from idolatry. So for us, we may not be tempted to idolatry as them, but we have our temptations. And so we should flee from anything that will lead us to sin. Our time is gone. So I will leave these things now. Let's thank the Lord and we pray that you will help us as we think about this thing. We close this